Welcome back, everybody. My name is P here at Two P's in a Podcast with my fellow co-host, P. Hey guys, I'm P. And today is a very special episode because we are talking about a fellow Canadian and award-winning author, Kenneth Opel. He's the guy who wrote 27 books, right? Yes, but before he wrote those books, he was born August 31st, 1967, in Port Alberni, which is a mill town on Vancouver Island in British Columbia. A mill town? You serious? Poor kid. Don't worry, his family moved to Victoria, BC, and then Halifax, Nova Scotia, when he was just a boy. His dad got a law degree, and they moved back to Victoria when Kenneth was in middle school. All of that travel just for a law degree? Man, I would hate my dad so much. Why? Kenneth and his brother loved Halifax. Plus, he was constantly surrounded by books. Where else do you think he started his passion for reading? Well, I mean, he was forced to move around a lot. He probably broke a lot of friendships. Well, yeah, but that turned out to be a blessing. How the hell is loneliness a blessing? Well, think about it this way. You need to pass time since you're always traveling and barely have any friends, so you read a lot of books. And by the age of 12, you've already figured out that you want to be a writer. Didn't he get published at 14? Interestingly enough, he did. His family couldn't afford video games, so he decided to write a really good story about them instead. And through mutual connections, they got the attention of a literary agency. Huh. At 14, I got my first girlfriend. Her name was Pod. Anyways, he liked writing so much that he later did a double major in cinema stories and English at the University of Toronto's Trinity College, where he wrote his second children's book, The Live Forever Machine, in his final year. So, what did he do once he graduated? Well, he got married and moved to Oxford, England, for 3 years, where his wife got a doctorate in Shakespearean literature. Then they lived in Dublin, Ireland, spent some time in Newfoundland, Canada, and finally settled in Toronto, where they're currently raising their 3 kids. Man, this dude really gets dragged around a lot. Sure, but are you the one who's married to a doctor? That's what I thought. Regardless, I'm glad he learned a bit of European culture. I'm sure it added something to his writing one way or another. Well, what's wrong with Canadian culture and politics? Canada is just so boring and peaceful. The most entertaining thing here that Kenneth got a chance to see was a 1995 sovereignty referendum in Quebec. Good point, I guess. Now, what is it exactly that Opel writes about? Well, as I mentioned before, he started out by writing children's books and slowly moved on to more young adult novels such as This Dark Endeavor in 2011 and Such Wicked Intent in 2012. And I've actually read both, and I really like their creativity and somber themes. Somber themes? What do you mean exactly? Yeah, like evil gooey butterflies, death, body theft. Wait, hold on a sec. I thought this guy wrote kids' books? Yes, but Opel writes about many things, mainly fantasy, horror, adventure, steampunk, and alternate history. Go read the Silverwing trilogy, Airborne, Half-Brother, or The Nest if you want to see what he's capable of. We shall now end the podcast with an excerpt analysis. The mic is yours, P. Thank you, P. This quote comes from The Dark Endeavor, a novel where protagonist Victor Frankenstein turns to alchemy to find a cure for his dying twin brother in the late 18th century Switzerland. The preface. Why would he waste time with the preface? Skip the preface and move to the meat of the thing. What a nice quote. Indeed it is. It builds our narrator's identity. It adds a subtle nod to the author's personality as a self-proclaimed impatient man. And, in fact, Victor's life has many parallels to Opal's, such as forced family travels, a highly educated father, and a grand thirst for books. A nice little quirk that I noticed was a reference to Shakespeare, when Victor tells Elizabeth to get to a nunnery. I'm sure that Opal's wife had something to do with that. You know, I'd like to think that she did. That's all the time we have for now, folks. We shall see you after our pee break.